Beep a beep a boop a beep. Beep beep a beep a boop a beep. Go Bayside. Beep a beep a boop a beep. Beep beep a beep a boop a beep. Go Bayside. Beep a beep a boop a beep.
All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a guest over to my apartment, we watch an episode of the show, and then we critically deconstruct it for you, the listener. And really quick, before I get to my guest, I do want to do a little bit of paperwork here, because I got to say, things were kind of popping off after the Paul F. Tompkins episode. I think that brought a lot of new listeners on board, for which I am very grateful. I got a lot of cool emails, and I want to give a couple of shout-outs. First of all, to Sally, who made... I'm sure podcast fans are aware of her, the paper dolls that she makes for people, like, podcasts that she enjoys. She made some for me. It's kind of the most, the biggest honor of my career thus far. There's a paper doll of me and a paper doll Zach Morris. It's pretty rad. You can download them and print them out and make them. And her website is ninjatoes.blogspot.com. And there, she's made paper dolls for other podcast people, so there's probably other people that you like on there. Also, I have a new logo courtesy of a gentleman called Matt Grace. He hand drew me a new logo for the podcast that's really awesome. So that's that. Okay, he's sitting here so patiently. Hi. My guest today is my friend Jake Wiseman.
Hi, everyone.
Who is super funny and awesome, and we just watched... Oh, here's another thing I gotta say. For some reason, this show aired the summer job episodes alongside episodes where they're still in school, which makes zero sense. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go out of order with these and just do all the summer episodes at once, and then we'll get back to them being in school. So the episode we just watched is called The Game, and the original air date was September 21st, 1991. And as is tradition here, I'm going to let you go ahead and give us a short synopsis of the plot of the episode.
Well, first I want to say that I think I was around 8 years old when this came out. Mm. And boy, I didn't even need to rewatch it. It was just burned into my brain. No, it was good to rewatch. Okay, so here's what happens.
Okay.
At the beginning of the episode, Zach sees a 66 Mustang he really wants to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees the for sale sign, because apparently there were for sale signs like with numbers that you could just take. And they're working at the summer job. So he goes and he calls the number, and it turns out that Mr. Carosi, his boss, is the owner of the Mustang. Shocking, he didn't know that before that moment.
But right.
So Mr. Carosi, he tries to basically haggle with Mr. Carosi to pay for it for $1,500, because that's all he can afford, and Carosi wants like $2,000.
Right.
And Zach then Mr. Carosi's like, that's the final thing. It's going to be $2,000 or nothing. And Zach's like, oh no. But then this other business owner comes over to Mr. Carosi, and they have a weird conversation about how when their two clubs have every year there's a volleyball game.
Right.
And 10 years in a row or 11 yeah. years in a row, the other resort has won this volleyball game.
Right.
Which has nothing to do with these two men. They just own the resorts and are not connected really in any way to the players.
Right.
And Mr. Carosi, this really digs at him. So Zach decides to come up with a plan to win the volleyball game and then use that as a way to get Mr. Carosi to lower the price for the Mustang.
Yes.
So then Zach doesn't really know how he's going to win the volleyball game, because none of them really play volleyball, even though, as you mentioned while we were watching, they're all amazingly athletic
all
and gorgeous
super
people
in good shape.
And just should be great at volleyball.
Yeah.
That seems like what they should be doing
yes.
for a living.
Yes.
So then Zach and Slater are doing lifeguard stuff, and they see a super tall guy and immediately decide that the tall guy is probably a genius volleyball player.
Of course.
So Zach decides to get this volleyball player a job
yeah.
without telling Mr. Carosi.
Of course.
So he can then use this guy in the volleyball match so they can win the volleyball match. And they practice with this guy, and he's an ace volleyball player.
Of course.
But then Screech drops a bottle of water on his toe,
mm-hmm.
and then the guy has to get a cast on the wrong foot.
Yes.
On the wrong foot, which they don't really notice. So he can't play volleyball anymore. So then it just comes down to them, and they don't know what they're going to do, but they keep practicing, and then they end up playing the game versus the other team.
North Beach.
North Beach. and they win.
They win.
And it ends with Mr. Carosi throwing the keys up in the air as if to say, here's your car, Zach.
Here's your car, Zach.
So that's pretty much what happens in the episode.
It's a beautiful synopsis. Okay, let's get down to it.
Okay.
This episode opens with a voiceover from Zach as they're pulling into a parking lot going, check out those lines, those curves. And it's right when like these ladies are walking by and you think, I was talking about these ladies. And again, and we've gone over this before, but these women are 40 years old minimum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are very old extras. They are like
40 years
yeah,
old.
They have, they clearly tried to be actresses at some point
yeah.
and it didn't work and now they're extras and it's sad.
Yeah. So it's 40-year-old women walking by in bikinis
yeah.
and Zach being like, check out these lines. But then, and you're like, oh, what a perv.
And also just the idea of curves and lines as if it's an Archie comic.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, totally.
It's like just that old type of sexuality where
yeah.
it's like, look at those lines and you're like, when you really think about it, you're like, I don't really know what about a line I'd be attracted
yeah.
to. I'm not really sure.
Or how that would be like a compliment even
yeah,
to a
exactly.
woman. Like, thank you, I have nice lines.
I'm pretty sure that would be like panty lines, which
yeah.
is bad.
which is
really bad.
Nice
yeah.
See.
So,
yeah.
but he's into it. He's
yeah.
into lines.
He's into it. So you think, oh, he's like checking these ladies out.
Yeah.
And then they walk by and it reveals this Mustang.
Right.
And I don't know a lot about cars or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's in pristine shape.
It's an amazing car.
It's
a beautiful
red,
66 Mustang.
Shiny 66 Mustang.
Even if you're not really into cars, you would look at that car and be like, I'd love to drive that.
To drive that. And that is worth significantly more than $2,000.
So much money. It's worth a lot of money. If you sold it, it could probably pay for a year of college education back at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but they just showed that at first. Like, he's talking about the car. And then he walks over and takes, yeah, the for sale sign off of it. Like, this is it. This is my dream car. I'm totally buying this car. So the next scene is him serving Mr. Carosi in the dining room of the place.
Oh, no, no, no. Isn't the next scene, it's Elizabeth Burke, Jesse.
Oh, my God, you're right. I'm sorry because I forgot about my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Zach is so jazzed about seeing this dream car.
Yeah.
He comes into, you know, with the reception area.
Yeah.
And says to Jesse and Lisa, hello, beautiful women of the 90s. That was just my favorite thing. That's how he greets him. And of course, they're like, what's his deal? Why are you in such a good mood? And then, yeah, he says,
right.
I just
and
found
then he,
this awesome
and then,
car.
And they're talking in doublespeak a little bit, purposeful
yeah.
doublespeak.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, and like Screech is saying like, oh, no, it looked really good even with its top off, you know? And
yeah.
Because
they think that he's talking about a woman.
Yeah, and they're horrified by
yeah.
that. Like, that's absolutely unchristian and it's not okay and they are completely horrified and
yeah.
then they clarify it's the car and all the pain of that situation goes away
like,
immediately.
Oh, okay
yeah
yeah. And so he's just so super excited about this car. And then yeah, so yeah, the scene after that is him, he's a waiter at the place and he's serving Mr. Carosi, which he goes, hello, Mr. Greasy. And they do have a running joke, like every time he instead of Carosi, he's supposed to say something, I guess, that sounds like it. But that doesn't even sound like
none of them really sounded like it.
Yeah.
Also, my question in general, and I know we're still doing the synopsis, like more detailed synopsis, but the way they treat Mr. Carosi is so worthy of being fired. Who are these little bastards?
Thank you. Every second I'm like, I'm watching going, you'd been fired there. You'd be fired there. After that,
also,
you'd be fired.
Only for 30 seconds of the entire episode are any of them ever working.
Oh, of course.
Like, they are never doing their job. The only time they're doing their job is when Jesse is, like, sort of telling Lisa, get off the phone.
Right.
Like, get off the phone. That's the most work they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose Zach works as the waiter a little bit, but all he does is steal that old man's food, which
right.
I know we were just getting to.
Right.
But
no, but you're right. I mean, if you just call your boss Greasy to his face, like, you're fired then.
Done.
That's it.
Done.
And especially because me and Aaron in the last episode talked about, I mean, this is a pretty sought-after job. Like, they could probably get a million kids to come work at this fancy
beach club.
What was
the interview process like for this job?
There wasn't one. In the previous episode, it was said that Lisa's parents got them hired. So apparently, Lisa's mom was like, hey, will you hire my kids' six friends?
So none of them need jobs.
I don't think so.
If Lisa's parents are rich enough to like have that sway.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, they would have been fired 1,000 times over. Yeah, so he just calls his boss Greasy right to his face, and he's just like, okay. And then he's like, you better get my breakfast immediately or you're in trouble or something. And yeah, Zach goes to an old man, this poor old man, sitting alone at the next table.
He steals his food.
He just takes his food right out from under him.
Yeah, and here's my question. Well, no, this is my question. It's more like that guy, that old man, who's probably like 75, 80.
Yeah.
When he got that part, That was one of the best days of his life.
That part. You're going to play the sad old man who gets his food stolen.
Yeah, just shit on. Yeah. And that was like a big day for him
because
of Hollywood. You know what I mean? He's like, I need this money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aw, that guy.
Just to have this young blonde bastard with perfect hair.
Yes.
Just treat you like garbage.
Yeah, so but he comes over, he grabs his food right out from under him, hands it to Mr. Carosi. Mr. Carosi would have completely seen all of that. It was not even 10 feet away from him.
No question.
He would have seen it and been like, well, if you weren't fired for calling me greasy, you're definitely fired now for that.
Right.
But doesn't do anything. It's just like, thanks for the breakfast.
Yeah.
And then Zach goes to the old guy and is like, oh, those were gross. I'll get you like a better breakfast or whatever.
Right.
And the guy's okay.
And Mr. Carosi can't hear this conversation happening at the table next to him.
Next to him.
Yeah.
And then Zach walks again, maybe like 10 feet away from that, calls the number on the for sale sign. Guess who answers?
It's Mr. Carosi.
Mr. Carosi.
Yeah.
They have a full on conversation for like a minute or two.
They've just heard each other's voices before the phone call. They had a very long interaction. They know exactly. And also they're in the same room so they could hear other people talking on the phone. No one else is talking on the phone. They're two of the only people who have cell phones.
There's only two people that have cell phones in the room.
And he's not even trying to hide it. And they have a conversation where, you know, he finds out how much it is and everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they realize they're on the phone with each other. And Zach tries to pretend that it didn't happen, but Mr. Carosi already knows.
There are so many things at play because, yes, this is a time, too, where if you heard a cell phone ring in public, that would be a weird thing.
Yeah, and it would be a very rich person.
It'd be a very, like, oh, that's weird because nobody else has those, really. So even just hearing Carosi's ring, Zach would look over and go, oh, it's his. But, yeah, they have a full-on conversation and not until – what happens that they – like, somebody drops something – like, it takes something outside of what's going on to go, oh, I'm on the phone with this guy across the room.
Right.
That's also my boss that I talk to every single day and know his voice.
Here's another thing I just want to add before we move on.
Yeah.
Is that we talked about this a little while we were watching it, but with these summer episodes, they definitely got a new director.
You think so?
Because some of the shots are so sweeping. Like, if you notice in that shot, in the shot from the scene with where they're talking to Jesse and Lisa to the kitchen, that's one shot.
Yeah,
they move. And like, there's also in some of the beach shots, there's like these long sweeping,
continuing
P.T. Anderson shots. And it's like, you know, they got a hot shot director who was like, no, I'm going to spice this thing up.
Totally,
it's the summer.
Like, we got a set. Yeah. We got a new set. We're actually out at the beach.
Let's take
advantage of this natural light.
It's a guy trying to convince himself he didn't waste his career directing
on
like terrible shows.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, let's step this up a notch.
Yeah.
I'm in control now, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There were some beautiful continuous shots, but then during this conversation that should not even be happening because they would immediately know it's each other, that's when Carosi says, you know, Zach's like, how much for the car? And he's like, $2,000. And again, that's when we were like, there's no way.
That's, I mean,
you can't even buy like a Honda
if
Accord.
If you replace four wheels, it's like $2,000.
Yes!
Now. Yeah. I know it's 1991 at this point,
but
still.
That's like a classic car in pristine shape. Like, it's just crazy how cheap that is.
That's so... Mr. Carosi is horrible with money.
Horrible.
Yeah, he is definitely... like, we'll get into it, but like, everything about how he handles his financial life means he'll end up in jail pretty much. Like he's just like a terrible person.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's portrayed as such a money grubber too. You would think he would be like, oh, that car, it's $10,000 or whatever. Like, it would just be so much more.
Yeah.
But then Zach starts pouting. Well, he goes over to him and first tries to like kiss his ass. Like, is there anything else I can get you? How about it? Like, super being nice. And then that's when Carosi's like, nice try. I'm not lowering the price. And he's like, come on, $1,500 all I got. No, no way. And then Zach like pouts and is like, fine. And then this poor old man, again, Zach like throws his food at him.
Yeah.
Throws his food down, slams the coffee down.
Yeah.
Because he's pissed at Mr. Carosi, but yet takes it out on this poor old guy.
Yeah. This guy who's just lived a very hard life. He's probably been to war. And he just wants some eggs.
He actually
you know what? This is like his leaving Las Vegas. Like, he actually came here to die. And he's trying to eat enough eggs to kill himself. And the guy can't even get his eggs. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, that's another move that would get him fired. Another move where Carosi would go, I just saw you literally throw food at a customer.
No question. It's not even a warning. It's like, I can find you anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that poor guy. And then, so after this, and like Zach's all pissed and throwing things around, owner of the North Beach rival
resort, I guess.
Resort or yeah. country club or yeah. whatever. He comes in and...
Hi, everybody. This is April speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy, play until your heart's content, leave comments, see the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.